We have a very distinguished guest today. His name is Craig Shirley. He's a longtime Ronald Reagan supporter and confidant. He's written several biographies of Reagan, including the widely acclaimed Rendezvous with Destiny. He served as communications director for the Republican National Committee, advisor to presidential candidate Bob Dole, as well as the fundraising, or ran the fundraising arm of George H.W. Bush's presidential run in 1988. He's got his own blog, The Arena, widely read Washington Insider website, Politico. The list goes on and on and on of credentials. But without further ado, Mr. Shirley, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Tell me this. How did you come to know Ronald Reagan?
I've been involved in conservative politics my entire life. When I was 8 years old, I went door-to-door for Barry Goldwater. My parents were charter members of the New York State Conservative Party when it broke away from the liberal Republicans in the early 60s.
So good for them.
They had immersed me in conservatism from an early age. In 1965, my father came home with a record album, and he made my brother and my sister and me sit down and listen to it. And after listening to it, sitting there as young children, I heard my father exclaim, "This man Reagan himself should be president." And it was a record album of Reagan's speech from the previous October in support of Barry Goldwater, the now famous speech that Reagan gave, which later became known as Rendezvous with Destiny. So I became involved in conservative politics from a very early age. I first met Reagan in 1978. I was in New Hampshire working on a Senate campaign up there, and he came up to a campaign for our candidate, and I remember meeting him at the old New Hampshire Highway Hotel in Concord, and he only walked in with one or two aides, and they disappeared, and the camera crew was late. He was there to cut a commercial for my candidate, and so we sat in the lobby there and chatted for 10 or 15 minutes, and what impressed me was I was 21 years of age, and he didn't know me from Adam's Off Fox, but he was utterly, utterly kind and interested in what I had to talk about and think about. We talked about sports we'd played in high school and college and whether or not we liked the cold in New Hampshire. He didn't. I didn't. After that, of course, ran a big independent expenditure in support of his campaign and his nomination in 1980, ran another independent expenditure in support of his reelection in 84, and I worked at the Republican National Committee when it was the political arm of the Reagan White House, and worked at the White House Conference on Small Business, and I was at the White House many, many times, and saw him and met him many, many times. And last time was in 1996. I took my brother out to Century City, where his office was after he had left the presidency, and we went and spent about 20 minutes with the former president and had a lovely conversation.
Wow, we're talking today to Craig Shirley, biographer of Ronald Reagan. Tell me, what motivated you to write the biographies of the Gipper?
Well, you know, we've represented book publishers, many book publishers over many years, and I've been writing for other people my whole life, you know, speeches and op-eds and Senate floor statements and editing books, but I always had a hankering to write my own book. One of our publishers' clients is Thomas Nelson out of Nashville, and we had a standing order to be on the alert for ideas for books, and I was having an idle chat one day with the president of Nelson Current, which was the political affairs division of Thomas Nelson Publishing, and I mentioned to him that nobody had ever written a book on the 1976 campaign about Reagan when he challenged Gerald Ford in the primaries and came astonishingly close to unseating an incumbent president at the convention that year in Kansas City. And the publisher said, "Well, why don't you write it?" And I thought for about 3 seconds, and I said, "Sure." So they gave me a contract and a very nice advance, and I spent the next year working on writing what I hoped would be the definitive story. It came out, got very good reviews, and all the not just the conservative media, but the mainstream media too, the New York Times and New Republic and the Washington Post, and that of course led to another untold story, really, of Reagan's career, which was the 1980 campaign, which is arguably one of the four most important presidential campaigns in American history, after alongside 1800, 1860, and 1932. And though there have been many books written about Jefferson and Adams and Lincoln in 1860 and FDR and Hoover in 1932, there had never been one book devoted just to there had been some books, but not a deep study of Reagan's time in the wilderness and his struggle to get the nomination and the struggle to win the election. And so I spent 4 years working on that. Came out last year, and again, I was very pleased and humbled to be met with so many favorable reviews. And along the course of the way, I interviewed everybody from Jimmy Carter to Walter Mondale to you know, everybody involved with the Reagan campaign, the national media.
I guess some were more fun than others then, huh?
You know, I tell you, Walter Mondale was wonderful. I just utter joy to talk to. I interviewed him for an hour and a half, and finally I ran out of questions, and he was ready to keep going. He was just
really
great. Yeah, and a lot of good insight, too. A lot of good, you know, I wouldn't agree with him politically, but in this case I didn't have my conservative hat on. I had my historian's hat on, and he was, you know, second in line for the presidency for 4 years and had a front row seat of, on history for many, many years. And so I had a lot of good anecdotes in history, and was a very, very kind man. He had told a joke during the 80 campaign, making fun of Reagan's age, which was a big issue in the 1980 campaign, as you recall. If he was going to be elected, he would be the oldest president to be elected in American history. And the age issue dogged Reagan for much of the 80 campaign, and so he made this joke. And he told me, he later heard through a back channel, that Mrs. Reagan was not pleased about it and asked him to not do that in the future, if he would please. And Mondale said absolutely, and he never again made a joke at Reagan's expense about his age.
I thought it was interesting, Reagan's response. If I'm right, it was your youth and inexperience. We're not going to make your youth, talking to Walter Mondale,
that's
your
right,
youth and inexperience,
right,
an issue.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, absolutely.
Witty guy. Now, right now, we have a president, President Obama. He seems to be guided by FDR and the New Deal to our detriment. Yeah. Given the circumstances of the day, what issue do you think would be the one that Ronald Reagan would attack the quickest, and what do you think he would do?
You know, that's such a good question. It's hard to get my arms around it, but let me take a crack at it. Is that by 1980, Reagan had fully developed his own special ideology, and Reaganism is truly an ideology unto itself, because it is a blending of a Jeffersonian Renaissance, Enlightenment inspired belief in the freedom of individuals, but also his faith that God's plan for man was to be free, but also his populism that comes from kind of a Jeffersonian view of the world, that that the destiny of man is to be free. But from whether you come via the Enlightenment, or you come via a Jacksonian view, or you come from the other view, is that inevitably you come to the conclusion that what is right and proper in the world is maximum freedom for the individual, consistent with law and order. He never believed in anarchy. He believed that government had a role. The only question was, how much of a role should government have in the affairs of the individual? And in many ways, he was a small L libertarian. He was opposed to peacetime draft registration. He was opposed to Prop 6 out in California, which was a proposition on the ballot which would have prohibited homosexuals from teaching in public schools. He campaigned against it. He believed utterly in the privacy and dignity and maximum freedom of the individual. So everything that he looked at was through the prism of freedom, and that was the new organizing philosophy of the Republican Party, was freedom. The organizing philosophy of the Democratic Party, as we both know, from the time the New Deal on to Obamaism, is the idea of justice, which is to use government to correct past and current wrongs instead of letting the marketplace decide these things. And so he would say that the new members of Congress, the Tea Party people, they understand what the argument is. They understand the argument between the individual and the state. and that every legislation, every proposal, every
deal. You think he would have been, a big supporter of the Tea Party then?
Oh, Reagan was the original Tea Party.
I like the sound of that.
He was the original. He was forever. His whole career was defined by taking on the establishment, whether it was the Republican establishment or the Democratic establishment. I mean, this was what motivated him to take on Gerald Ford in 1975 and 76 for the Republican nomination when he announced in November.
We are coming up on a hard break. I hate to cut you off because I am having an absolute ball. We are talking to Craig Shirley, biographer of Ronald Reagan, the most popular one, Rendezvous with Destiny. If folks want to buy the book, do you have a website where they can go?
They can get it on Amazon. It's available on Amazon, and it's going to be paperback editions will be in the front window of every Barnes & Noble in America starting in January.
That's great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mr. Shirley, thank you so much for being with us. We'd love to have you back. You're a great guest. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. We